God bless you and thank you for always passing by and listening to our inspirational, transformational, and spirit-filled podcast. I am your brother, friend, and mentor, transformational leader, Walter Ndaka, the son of wisdom. We are glad that you always pass around to get the word of God for you. And we are happy that our team is doing everything and praying for you to have a word. We have been working on the series on building on your uniqueness. Building on your uniqueness. Your uniqueness is what gives you color and flavor and savor on the earth in which you live. Despite the numbers of colors of flowers on the flower bed, it takes only the color that is unique to be spotted out. I like us to understand that when Bible says that Joseph was decorated with a coat of many colors, none of the colors was named. Why? None was outstanding. Do not be a coat of many colors and do not just fit yourself among other colors. Your color is unique. My most revered mentor, pastor and doctor of blessed memory, Miles Monroe, once said in his book In Pursuit of Purpose that the how you are made is because of the why you were created. The how you look is because of the why you were created. If are you short, are you tall, are you thin, are you fat? It's all because of the reason, the purpose for your creation. So you are unique the way you are. Can you say that with me? I am unique the way I am. There is a seed of greatness in you, and your unique identity has been given to you by divinity. God is looking at that nature of you he has created, because there is a fitness for you on the earth. Do not mimic others. Do not mimic others. I think it's John Mason that once said that imitation is limitation. You limit yourself the moment you start imitating others. I like you to watch this. Now, this is a wisdom that is going to transform you. Your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your ears, your legs, your height, your size are good enough for the purpose for which you were created. When you alter them, you alter purpose. When you alter them, you bring a deviation to purpose. What you have is your nature. Do not give room for depression, hoping you were slimmer or fatter, fairer or darker. Your complexion, your race is made that way because God has a purpose for you on the earth. Can you say that with me? God has a purpose for me on the earth. And my uniqueness, my unique identity is in me first accepting who I am and who God has made me to be. Your uniqueness is built from the inner feelings that you have. The inner thought of you, those secret inner thoughts, those secret inner dreams you have. None of us may have the same purpose on the earth. Our purposes may have a likeness, they may have a convergence, a place of union, but they don't stand out as being the same. Just like your fingerprints are different, so are we different in purposes. So are we different in divinity's expectation of us. Do not let heaven down. God trusts in you. Heaven is watching. There is a cloud of witness all around us, beholding what we go through. And your challenges, your difficulties, your rejections, they have all contributed to building that unique you. Your strengths may come from the weaknesses of yesterday. And your weaknesses of today may come from your undeveloped potentials. And I'd like you to do this for me. Every day when you wake up, tell yourself you're unique, you're God's creature, created for a higher purpose, higher than you can see, higher than the world knows. God God bless you, and thank you for being stable, for staying till the end. I believe this has been a blessing. Leave a message, share it on other social media platforms with others if this message has been a blessing to you. And do not fail to get in contact with our team for any form of partnership you may have, for your comment and your contributions to enhance on us reaching the world through this medium. You can do that by getting to us through the number +237 679 326525, or you can get to the email waltersndakerson@gmail.com. That is the email you can use for any form of contributions, any form of questions and counseling. You can book for counseling and our team will meet you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Remember, I am unique, you are unique, and God created you that way for a unique purpose on the earth. We love you. God loves you more. Amen.